We're here at World Dairy Expo, and with me is Dr. Dennis Neusbach, who's Technical Services Manager for Novus International. We just had a seminar here near the World Dairy Expo site at the Sheraton, and we're going to talk a little bit about oxidative stress and the challenges it poses for dairy producers. So first, Dennis, could just tell me what oxidative stress is and how it can be a problem for producers.
Oxidative stress occurs when there are more prooxidants or oxidized feed materials that fed to the cow that she can't handle through her normal oxidative balance mechanisms to help clear the system of those free radicals and oxidants.
So what types of solutions and discoveries has Novus International come up with that can help producers when their animals experience oxidative stress?
There are several factors that lead to oxidative stress. Some of it can be excessive body weight. Some of it can be transition changes. She's metabolically having to gear up to not only involute her uterus after calving, but also she has to shift her metabolism into milk production at a higher rate, increase dry matter intake. All these things can add stress. Calving, environmental temperatures, they can add more stress. There are certain mechanisms within the animal's body that help handle these insults. And when the oxidative balance gets such that the oxidants are way too high, she's in an oxidative imbalance. Mm-hmm. And Novus has several products to help cure this situation. We attack it at three different points. We feed an antioxidant, and that would be our Agrado Plus. It's actually a blend of antioxidants that help, when be mixed in the feed, would scavenge free radicals to help cut down on the ingestive load of oxidants in her feed. We also get a ruminal effect that helps stimulate rumen fermentation. We see an increase in ADF and NDF digestibility when we feed the product. And we also see a systemic effect where not only does it help improve gut integrity, but also preserve some of the vitamin A and the vitamin E that the animal's feeding, and it becomes more biologically active or available to the cow. We attack it from that standpoint. We also feed one of our products, either Alamet or MFP. Those are methionine hydroxy analog supplements that are converted to the amino acid L-methionine that can be utilized right away in metabolism within the cow. Methionine can be converted into cysteine, and cysteine is one of the three amino acids that are of the product glutathione. Glutathione is critical because it's a substrate for glutathione peroxidase, one of the enzyme systems within the cow that can help scavenge and detoxify these free radicals into water and oxygen. We also attack the glutathione peroxidase from feeding an organic selenium source, or Azorian SEY in this case. More bioavailable selenium will help the selenium-dependent glutathione peroxidase enzymes to break down those toxic peroxides back into water and oxygen that will be less toxic or non-toxic to the animal. And lastly, superoxide dismutase is another critical enzyme system within the animal's metabolic pathways. It helps attack the free radicals, the superoxides, and convert them to hydrogen peroxide. And then the glutathione peroxidase will take that and turn it into the water and the oxygen again. But that enzyme system, superoxide dismutase, requires copper and zinc in the cytoplasm of the cell and manganese at the mitochondrial level. By feeding a high bioavailable trace mineral, the Mintrex chelated trace minerals, we're able to provide a source of those traces to optimize the superoxide dismutase activity. So it's a three-prong approach. The antioxidants to help get rid of the superoxides and the free radicals in the diet, protect at the systemic level and at the rumen. We provide an SEY and the chelated trace minerals to fire up the enzyme systems through that approach, and we feed the methionine source to get the glutathione levels high enough so glutathione peroxidase activity can work.
Now, this type of nutritional package, you're not talking about using this like when you see oxidative stress. This is to prevent, correct?
Exactly. Sometimes some of these clinical signs of oxidative stress are a little insidious, meaning that they don't show up right away. It could be the producers are so acquainted with their cows that they start going downhill slowly and they don't really notice a difference until 30 or 60 days down the road. But we find that there are enough prooxidants in the TMRs and in the diets of these dairy cattle that we recommend it year-round. In fact, one of our studies that we conducted was conducted from November through April, some of the coldest time of the year. If heat is so critical on creating oxidative stress, we wouldn't have seen such a huge response that we saw in these early lactation cows if weather was that big of a factor. So we find to see a response from this oxidative balance program, it's recommended to be fed year-round.
Now, a lot of big words, a lot of technical stuff there. Where can I understand that Novus has just launched a new website that has this information on it. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. On the World Wide Web, just search for dairybalance.com. That's a Novus website we just launched at the end of July. There, people can get normal articles that don't talk in veterinary language, and the producers will be able to understand it there. But it's an information website where you can download product information and results of studies that we conducted with these particular products.
And also sign up for a newsletter?
Absolutely. If you want to get updated information from Novus on a continuous basis, feel free to click on the button and sign up, and we'll provide you with our newsletters that come out once a month.
Thank you very much. That's Dr. Dennis Newsback, Technical Services Manager for Novus International here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.